Well, greetings, dear friends, and welcome once again to our Monday night Bible classes. Reminding you that these sessions are being brought to you through the facilities of the Midwest Center for Truth here in Northwest Arkansas, just out of the town of Leslie, Arkansas. And all of these sessions are Ministry of CMI Bible Research Center, located right here on the campus. And these are a production of CMI Audio Video Network System. And they're coming to you now on the internet through Ustream and YouTube. But may the Lord bless you as we just gather up our minds together today. We are dealing with the feast of the Lord. And we're in an introductory period that will bring us into the Feast of Tabernacles. We've spent a good deal of time on the Feast of Pentecost. And actually, I'm going back to the first part of the manual that we have here on the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost, a hoax or a reality. And we've been bringing the reality of that feast of the Lord given to Israel as a testimony of His Son. We've been bringing that right over to its fulfillment in Christ. In Christ. The fulfillment of our salvation is never fulfilled in us. Many people say the Feast of Pentecost is fulfilled in the church. No, it's fulfilled in Christ, who is the very substance of the church. Except Christ be living in you, well, there would be no body of Christ. Except Christ be living in you, there would be no church. So it is true that there was the birth of the church, as it were, on the day of Pentecost, but the Feast of Pentecost, as all other feasts given of God. Now, if there have been other feasts added by man, then I'm not speaking to that. But those feasts that are given to God, those feasts that are outlined in Leviticus and spoken of in Leviticus and Exodus and Deuteronomy and the writings of Moses, those feasts were given as a testimony of Jesus Christ, and they are fulfilled in Christ Himself, just like Christ Himself is the very fullness that filleth with regard to the church. So this is the way we're doing this particular study. And to get us started in these sessions this morning or tonight, in Ephesians chapter 1, I want to read just from verse 9 and 10, and in verse 11. Verse 9 beginning, having made known unto us the mystery of His will. See, that mystery was hidden in the feast, just as it was hidden in the tabernacle, hidden in the temple, hidden in the glory of the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, hidden in the priesthood, hidden in the sacrifices, hidden in the types and shadows, hidden in the promises, hidden in the scripture. That mystery. The mystery, Paul declares, being Christ Himself, but not Christ somewhere. Christ in you. Christ in you. And so what we're talking about in these classes is Christ in you. The living, eternal Son of God dwelling in you. Not just dwelling in you as a believer, but dwelling in you as His body, the church. having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. Not just something he has purposed to do. No, the will which is according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. That in the administration of the fullness of the times. In the administration of the Holy Spirit. That administration of Christ by his Spirit. That in that new administration, the administration of the Spirit, that in the administration of the fullness of the times, that he would, through the administration of the Spirit, gather up all of the times of Israel. Now, when we're talking about these feasts, we're talking about the times of Israel. These times were appointed times, predetermined times, designated times, times given of God to Israel. You remember when they were still in Egypt, and the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "This is the beginning." Basically said, "This is the beginning of times for you. This is the beginning of times for you." And it began, time, weeks, months, years, began for Israel with Passover. It actually began with their coming out of Egypt. But that was during the feast, first feast of Passover, to be followed by the Feast of Pentecost, to be followed by Feast of Tabernacles, which was set forth in the midst of Israel. And these are distinctly spoken of here in this verse. Because with those were the Sabbath days, with those was the great Sabbath, the eighth day Sabbath, the times given of God all revolved around and identified with the gatherings of Israel, the plantings of Israel, and all of that, hon, had as its center, had as its pattern, these feasts of the Lord. So through that administration of the fullness of the times that were given of God, he might gather together. Now see, he had gathered Israel together for hundreds of years. He had gathered them together at the tabernacle, then gathered them together at the temple, but he gathered them together at the times of the feast. But now, in the fullness, when the fullness of the times had come, he would, through the administration of the law, but he would, through the administration of the Spirit, gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, the heavenly things which are on earth, the earthly things, even in him. Notice this next verse. In him, in whom? Christ himself. Also we have obtained an inheritance. Because all of this was about Israel having an inheritance. Well, that inheritance has come to be fulfilled in Christ himself, who is the one seed of God. The seed of which God spoke in his speaking to Abraham. Unto Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Unto Abraham and his seed the inheritance given. Not seeds as of many, but unto thy seed which is Christ. Hun, our salvation is the reality of the summing up of all things given of God, all things of the testimony, whether they be things in heaven, things on earth, all things in the reality of the person of our salvation, the reality of Christ Himself who dwells in you if you are born from above, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him. And over here it says the purpose of Him which He purposed in Himself. It's that same purpose. Same purpose. Obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory. That's what He'd intended for Israel, but Israel would not do that. Israel did not do that. So Paul, in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, brings us from that glory, which was a passing glory, which was a lesser glory, which was a glory in type, in shadow, in testimony, brings us into the glory which is Christ Himself. And you've read that in 2 Corinthians, the third and the fourth chapters. All things given of God, being summed up in the person of Christ, in whom we have an inheritance, in whom we have our salvation. We have that in the very person of Christ, because that very person of Christ dwells in every born-again believer. And we see that beginning when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and it continues forever.